This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
Do you need a ride? 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 Do you need a ride?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
Strategically turning down the air conditioning. We've driven for a while and really cooled the car down.
Guys, it is a hot one today.
It is a scorcher in the city and has been for 2 weeks.
Quite some time. It's really summertime.
Time for traffic right now. We're driving in it. Back to you, Karen.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, you dumb female person on a radio show. She always says thank you. Anyway, sports. Sorry, I've always kind of wanted to be a radio guy or make fun of them.
You were like a morning zoo guy there where you were sexist to me.
Right.
And talked over like I'd never even had a chance.
Exactly.
That's what
everything
I was saying.
You were going to say. Sorry, Karen. Everything you were going to say. What were you going to say, by the way?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, I...
Right. Well, anyway, we're giving away tickets to the Jamboree Band Explosion. John Spencer, ass explosion coming at you. I had something like that the other night. Karen, can I say something embarrassing about you real quick? I don't like radio. I really don't.
One time,
it's fun to do though.
I was listening to one of the stations in Los Angeles, and the DJ, a new Adele hit had come out. It was off of her second album, and it was the, I think it was "Send My Love to Your New Lover."
Even though she was 18 or something when she. Wasn't she a child when she...
Well, she was 21 when her first album came out.
Oh, it's called that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was 23. But the DJ was breaking down the lyrics of some Adele song. I think it was Send My Love, but I can't remember. And basically just being like, can you believe this? And then there was like a female sidekick that was like, I know, it's crazy. He's like, oh, so it's all his fault? And it was it was the weirdest, most defensive, where it's like, dude, it's a song. Like, you hear dumb bullshit songs all day. Why is this one under your skin?
Just because, probably like us, they're just clawing for content.
Clearly.
It's either that or now back to the llama farm. We're at the fair all week. Corn dogs, prices.
Have you gone to the fair yet this summer?
I haven't been to a fair. I've been wanting to go to a fair for 2 decades. And I haven't been. I just want to smell the horse hay.
I would love to go to the fair. There's one in Pomona. There's like the, you know, Los Angeles County Fair.
I guess, right. I guess the one that's in Orange County. which I think's the OC Fair, of course it is. I guess I went to that 10 years ago.
Oh, that's a decade. That's a long time, Chris. Chris, that's a long time.
Hey, who's paying attention to time? We're on the air, by the way. It's 6:03. Guess I'm paying attention to time right now. Be quiet, Karen. I can't. Okay, I'm going to stop being that character now.
Okay, good, because I'm really mad.
Yeah, it's actually probably, on some level, I'm hurting your feelings.
I am livid. No, I get the bit. There's something about trying to act like a morning DJ, and maybe it's just because women don't ever talk, is I just couldn't think of one fun thing to say along with you.
Yeah, it's like they women on radio shows, morning radio shows, I still do terrestrial morning radio shows to promote comedy.
Right.
And it always seems like they're in a position where they're just tagging jokes or giving actual information. And then the main guy is a guy that kind of either wished he was a comedian or did it for a little while, or he has animosity towards comedy. Usually they have some, I could have done this.
Right.
But I had this broadcast quality voice.
Yeah.
And so they kind of mess with you and call you out for doing jokes, even though they want you to do your jokes.
Right.
It's never a good, sometimes it's a good time.
But not usually that it much. Isn't.
And I usually feel bad for the female sidekick because they're just,
yeah. Well, also I think they're
sidekicked around.
They're being used for their gender, but they don't get to express themselves. They're there to agree.
Yeah.
Which I think is a bummer. Not always. I mean, there's some cool ones on there.
And
there's...
If you have a radio show and you guys don't do that, we're of course not talking to you.
I'm only thinking of stuff that happened in 1991 ever.
If you were on the radio in 91, we are talking about you.
I'm pissed.
Yeah. This is about you personally.
Now let's be positive about the radio. Have you ever listened to Jonesy's Jukebox?
I loved it.
It's the best.
Because he did not follow the rules. He would have long pregnant pauses.
Yeah.
Would just exhale and stop talking and you'd adjust your dial. I have a dial. I'm 81 Escort. Adjust your digital buttons. And then he just started talking again. It's like, oh, I must have gone through a dead zone. No, he just was comfortable with his own brain farts.
And also seemed a little tired, but then he would have an amazing guest because he's a legendary guitar player and musician and singer in his own right. Then suddenly it would be like someone incredible would be on with him, and then they would just like do a song together.
Yeah,
it was the casual. Best radio show.
Yeah, there's something to be said for just putting a guest at ease by just talking like a person, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I think he still does that show. It's just not on Indie 1031.
That's right. I think it's, but I do think it's somewhere. I believe it exists.
On NPR, perhaps.
I think KFPP. What's the public radio in Los Angeles?
In Cincinnati? It's WK.
Oh, WKRP. That's right.
Yeah. No, K. You, of course, which river divides the country to where it's K on one side and W on the other?
Is it the Ohio River?
This is a trivia question. No? I don't know the answer, but I know it's... I think it is. It is this side of the Mississippi. That phrase goes back to old radio.
No.
You're right. It doesn't. Oh, I'm glad you called me out on that. But back to your original... Yes, it's so hot, and my new place... I feel bad now because I really don't think it's haunted. Maybe it was, and I'm just blocking out my experiences, which were real.
Right.
But it
was just you
misplacing
things.
And now it's being haunted by an extremely hot temperature that is only head high. Like, I'll be sitting in front of my air conditioner, and then I stand up, and my face is immediately sweating. I think that means there's no insulation in my place.
Probably.
I got a big AC unit. And I've never had an air conditioning unit in this city, but I've really needed it.
Yes.
And I've been just sweating in my house, even though I have that AC. Because it's haunted by heat.
Well, also, hot air rises, as we all know.
Yes.
So it's up there waiting for you.
That's why hot air ballooning is taking off lately.
Oh, God, I love it.
Have you ever hot air ballooned?
Chris, I have.
If there's going to be a reason to be in a basket with your friends, either you're a bunch of puppies or you're in a hot air balloon.
We'll be right back.
With Karen's real life air balloon story. We're back. Did you?
No, I've never gone in one, but I really want to go to a hot air balloon festival. I believe they're in the fall usually, and in places like Colorado and Arizona and places with big open swaths of land.
And there's always a photographer there that's planning to make an inspirational poster with
that
one
your
of his
aunt
shots.
Will forward and forward and forward again through the email systems and let everyone see them.
See, Karen, opportunities are like clouds.
See, I told you this at your cousin's wedding. I'm going to tell you again. Life is like a hot air balloon.
You said I was drunk, and maybe I was.
But what's important is hot air balloons.
They are. I should do that. It's like a casual way to be up in the sky. You don't have to bungee jump or parachute. You just sit helplessly in a basket.
And I think it's dangerous, though.
I think that it is. We all know what happened to the Hindenburg, but those balloons aren't filled with gas, are they? But there could be. You are next to some kind of a propane tank or explosion-able unit.
Yeah, definitely. It's explosion-able.
Explosion-able.
Do you know Margaret Cho, famous comedian Margaret Cho?
She was in an air balloon accident.
She was. She won a hot air balloon trip somehow. I believe she won it.
It's a funny thing to win.
I know. And then she went on it, and it crashed. And they were in the basket, and they like had to take cover in the basket, and it fucking crashed.
That's horrifying. Sorry, I was looking at the...
I'm looking at the asshole in the car behind us that honked and is yelling at me because I'm going the speed limit.
Oh, I love that guy. He's my favorite.
He's a little bald. Angry guy. Let's not talk about how much hair he does or doesn't have.
Yeah, right. That's selling people out. And let's also, a lot of people out there are angry. We don't want to persecute them.
Yeah, that's true. I'm one of them.
Exactly.
Let's stop putting me under the gun all the time.
I think it's okay for me to be pissed all day because I have a glorious head of hair.
Also, I'm very attracted to bald men, so let's not act like that's a minus.
Do you still have your Jason Alexander wall of posters?
The man is fucking hot.
I mean, yes, but you said his bone structure. I really don't see it. We're going to take a right-wing call, which is most of the calls that come in, because we are central to the state. A problem most you have is racist callers. Caller, are you there? Back, Obama. Oh, he cut out.
Oh, luckily the phone systems are down, and he can't communicate his personal problems to us.
Oh man, that would have been good radio.
You know, I'm drinking a hot tumbler of coffee right now, and I don't know why. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't feel good.
You need it though.
It's like my bottle, my bubba.
That's so weird. That my bubba was a blankie.
Oh.
I've got a new coffee maker, and I've been drinking quite a bit of coffee.
How much would you say you drink a day?
3 cups.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
Throughout the day, sometimes after 8 p.m.
Damn.
And I think I still just fall asleep with ease. Is that a problem?
Not at all.
That guy's a jerk, too.
Yeah, all these people are losers.
And they have hair, oddly. Huh. I guess they come in all shapes and sizes these days.
Hey, look.
Not all losers are baldies.
You know what? I'm going to give it to the baldies this time.
You know what? Say something to make me not feel bad about what I jokingly said. Because I just started to sweat because I feel like there's...
If this was a real radio show, it'd be some kind of
we'd be in trouble.
Beam me up, Scotty type of joke. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit type of joke right here. Did I miss the turn?
No. We are going to turn right in 3 blocks.
Oh, perfect.
3 blocks. We are picking up Caitlin Gill. I'm very excited to see her.
And, one of my favorite comedians. I can't believe we haven't had her on yet. Have we?
Or did we a long time ago? No, never have.
Okay.
I have to think about it because she had a show at the Improv around the same time that you had business class there. And her and Bobcat. Listening to Bobcat tell stories that, and we're at the right here, tell stories about actual celebrities and experiences in his life, but she would always call him out like he was bragging about on being friends with Robin Williams or whatever. And she was so good at roasting him. And she lived at the time in his basement. And I think they're like, there she is.
Yeah.
She's there. She's under a tree. Oh. Oop. Oh, she's going to have so much fun.
She is going to love this. Sorry. No problem. That was my funny prank on you, Caitlin.
Hi, that's a great prank. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Caitlin.
No, that'd be funny if you just kept driving down the street a little bit at a time as I panicked and tried to get into the car. Come on, guys.
Just like high school.
It's so fun to drag your friend.
Oh, man. What a wonderful treat that was. High school memories as soon as I get in the car.
Right? Don't ever forget. I just want to make sure that, like 9/11, you never forget high school.
It always. It's burned into my brain. I was out of high school by 9/11. My freshman year of college, that happened, and my roommate heard the news like Pacific Coast time.
Oh.
And was very groggy and didn't understand and misheard the word terrorists as Paris and woke me up like Paris attacked New York.
Oh my.
So
God,
until we
great.
Made our way to the living room TV, there was a brief period of great confusion. Not to say the confusion was alleviated or that I was like relieved at what actually happened.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter if it's Paris.
It only got worse. My sister did the same thing, but she...
Thought Paris attacked?
Well, no, just the confusion when she called, she made it sound... She goes, they attacked the White House. Oh. And I immediately assumed aliens and was
exactly.
like, what? Because the way she was doing it and the level at which the hysteria was happening, I was like, she was like, they attacked the White House, they attacked the White House,
and
like
I think
going crazy.
Independence Day was out and the posters were up.
Yeah,
so we all thought it was going to be a UFO.
That's the only image I have of a building exploding, is the White House exploding in Independence Day.
Yeah, it's all we have to go on.
When we were in high school in this senior studio, which was the older kids that enjoyed drawing, they had us do a fake magazine cover, and I did a Time magazine cover, and it was of our high school burning down.
What a simpler time when you were allowed to turn in such things without police being
really. I would have been in so much trouble nowadays, and I just got away with it. I shouldn't have.
That's how good the art was.
There's a lot of early Simpsons of Bart making the school explode.
Yes.
And I feel like they don't do that so much in season 38 or whatever they're on now.
Well, same with Homer strangling Bart.
Oh, right. A lot less physical abuse going on in the Simpson household in
literal
the 2019
version. Literal strangulation.
He would definitely.
Strangle him so hard that his mouth was open and his tongue would turn to a snake and jiggle outside.
That's right.
Explain animation.
Yeah, that's the best way to enjoy it, is when somebody tells you about it. That's the only way I've seen Rick and Morty, so.
Let me talk in detail about certain Tom and Jerry
cartoons. It's like transcription for the blind, but the podcast version.
Right? Thank you for picking me up.
Thank you for being picked up and sitting here so far and talking.
I legitimately do need a ride.
Love it.
So I appreciate the lift.
I assume it's on business.
It is business. I am... our final destination is not a movie about teens
dying inevitably,
but in fact the world famous Hollywood Improv, which every July is taken over by teen tours.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
I've been there without them letting me know, and the school bus pulls up and try and make 15 year olds laugh.
And they usually put them in the main room mixed in with regular people.
Yes,
right.
But they don't anymore. It's in the lab.
Oh, that's good.
So it's only them. I don't know if it's good or not.
I think that knowing that and expecting that and knowing that you're not going to be, it's not a mixed group, like adults, I think you'll have fun. I would have fun.
I've already done it 3 times this week.
Oh,
shit. Oh, really?
How was it? The first one was so awful that I came back with a plan. I died so hard.
I'm loving this. All the stronger. This is the Caitlin Gill superstar story.
I'm sorry I said that it was going to be fine. I didn't know it already wasn't fine.
Oh, one time it was already very much not fine, and I was hosting, which means the whole night is just hamstrings.
That's why,
I went in so naively confident, which are usually my worst sets. Like, I've come to recognize that feeling of like, I think this is going to go fine, is like a portent
of
disaster.
Always.
You have to have your back against the wall.
Let's just riff up top. Be Real Easy and Cat. No, it didn't work at all. I didn't have them for a single minute, and I was telling jokes, and it was awful, and they didn't like them or me, and they weren't wrong. It was my fault.
Be nervous, be scared, because then you'll fall back on your defense mechanism of self-defense funny.
If humans my funny bone left my body entirely. It took a vacation. It decided I get the night off, but you get to stay on stage for 15 minutes.
It got replaced with the hatred bone.
Yeah, the fear bone, whatever that was, became all of my bones.
So many bones.
So it was the hosting gig was very bad all the way through. Kira Sultanovich did an incredible job, but only Kira Sultanovich on that lineup,
she's made of iron, I think.
And
she's
had
so
children.
Yes.
But I realized after that it wasn't the fact that they are children that makes that audience weird. It's the fact that they know each other. And audiences are supposed to be strangers to one another.
That's right.
And it's insane how much that dynamic changes things.
Yes.
And like if humans are apex predators, these poor children are like just leaving their dens for the first time and hunting on their own. Mm-hmm. And the only animals they know to kill are like the ones that are weak and limping. So if you show them weakness, they have no other instinct other than to kill you. Like they don't know hunt for sport. They don't know selecting tasty animals. They just thrive on finding weakness.
And they're doing it to each other. So having you be the common enemy.
So such a relief.
You
can feel it when they turn on you together.
Are you sure you want us to drop you off?
Well, okay, so the last couple times have gone much better because I leaned into the whole part where they know each other. I don't do any jokes. I give away most likely to awards that are all stupid and benign, like most likely to ditch the plane home and stay in LA and become famous.
Oh, wow, that's a great idea.
Most likely to become my accountant. just dumb. It ends with...
Beautiful, beautiful.
It's been crushing. It worked better. My hope was like, well, maybe they'll shout names. Ideally, they'll all shout the same name, and without fail, everyone agrees. No matter what the question is, they all have someone. It's Brian! Losing their minds.
That's awesome.
Are you asking things like who's most likely to succeed, or is it real more specific?
Well, I couldn't. So the only thing they laugh at is the word fuck, shit, piss. But as soon as you're like fucking, shitting, pissing, they panic. Like, nouns are very funny, but verbing those nouns, terrifying.
Yeah.
They
want
to laugh at fuck. They don't fuck. They're not fucking. They don't know
they're
what
conjugation
to do.
Snobs.
So, comics bounce back and forth between, like, dirty stories and, like, you know, sort of dirty riffs because they all laugh at the word fuck, but it is tense in there.
That's funny because when I did it, it was with adults. It was just regular crowd with kids thrown in, and they wanted us to be clean. I guess that...
They go back and forth, like... it's always like, do what you want, and nobody's been told to censor this time around.
Yeah.
I can't say they've been careful with these lineups. I love you, improv, but you are not curating these all
the
that
best,
well.
The best teen performer.
Maybe they just don't want you to talk dirty specifically to the things they're dealing with, like putting vodka in their buttholes.
Right, those vodka
having
tampons.
Those blowjob parties, rainbow parties.
Hold on. Steven, are you okay?
This has happened the
Get
last
it out.
Time.
You're
no,
okay. No problem. I have a vitamin C drop. Would you like one?
You know what? I might take you up on
okay.
it.
Okay. In the meantime, do you mind holding this coffee?
I know you're quietly suffocating back there, so I wanted to.
That would be the weirdest podcast.
It might be. Oh, it's a grapefruit. Lucky boy.
The last 10 minutes is Stephen dead in the back. That would be awful.
You're like, what happened to the sound on this?
I'm sitting right next to you. nice to meet you, by the way. I just laugh at your death.
So I was going to tell you, one time I did that, we, of course, did, and this was, you know, late 90s. I was with Lynn Shawcroft, the legendary Canadian comedian. Who's the most funny, and we both ate it astoundingly.
Yeah.
And then we were sitting, but we went and sat back behind them. We were quietly heckling them for the rest of the show. So we would just be like sitting there talking to each other, and then Lynn would lean forward and go, look, that's Tommy Hilfiger. And she would just point to a man, and then like four of them would look over. It was so hilarious. We were just like very randomly bullying them, but in a way they didn't get. And it was making us laugh so hard.
Oh, it feels so good. Turning the tables.
It's the only way to get back at kids.
Yeah. If only I had the power in me. I
also,
fled.
Also, they were, at the show we were at, they were all given ice cream sundaes.
Yeah, they got ice cream right before the show starts, which is like, it's in the day. It's not dark yet. They all start by like 7. I have one at 5:30 tomorrow. That is not a time for comedy. You do not tell jokes then.
No.
But they all get a little funny Sunday. I've never seen more French fries in the lab. They must get food. So they all order it. And they're all rich because they're on a teen tours. It seems like birthright for college.
Oh, is it?
It seems like to be a specifically Jewish program.
Oh.
And it's like all college tours all over the place.
So they basically come to look at USC and UCLA and then they're going to go watch some comedy.
Yes, exactly.
It would be cool.
It takes 2 weeks somehow. I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Last night, somebody said they were a Russian Jew and one kid in the front just scoffed, "We're all Russian." And it was like just such a weird flex. Like one kid trying to differentiate what kind of like Jewish heritage he has, and another kid being like common was just ridiculous.
That was during
during the show. My last award is the most likely to be qualified to give me a makeover, and my first, I've done this twice. The first time around I didn't bring anything to give me a makeover with, so I had the kitchen give me condiments and a plate of napkins. And I just turned around from the crowd and let the kid who was elected, a sweet boy who looked very fancy, he aggressively painted my face with ketchup. Some got in my eye and it hurt. And I turned around blind, I ended the set, just eyes all squinted. And one of the sweetest staff members was standing by the stage with this pile of napkins, like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" And I was fine. I washed it all off, but I found the staff like huddled outside later, like, "She doesn't look as bad as I thought." And one of them like turns to me, like, "Did you know there was sriracha in that ketchup?" Once it hit my eyes, I figured it out. I did learn my lesson. And
don't
now
do
I just
that
take
again.
A single thing of lipstick and state that all I wear is lipstick. So I allowed a girl, she had every opportunity to paint a giant penis on my face, but I commend her. She just did hearts.
I had hearts on
my cheeks.
Only if you had passed out at a party would she have done the penises.
I'd like to think that she's a good sort. I feel like even at a party, she'd just do little flowers.
Yeah.
She had more time, an elegant little hummingbird,
really
maybe.
You really got to know this girl.
She painted my face. It was intimate. Not inappropriately so, but like, you know, she was near my face.
How many people are on the show, roughly?
I want to say it's 6.
That's good.
15-minute sets.
It has that going for it.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Not too long, not too many people.
No, it moves along at the right pace.
But 15
minutes is a long set.
Yeah.
You don't get them back. Once they're gone, they're gone forever.
Teenage
estimation of you is immediate and certain, and you don't shake it.
There was a daytime already.
Yep, this is going to be good.
Five-year-old party at a spaghetti factory in Calgary.
No. Oh.
And they weren't. I have a bunch of childlike word jokes, though, and they were doing okay. They were sweet kids. But then I just started, someone brought something up. It was like their leftover pizza and I ate it and they all laughed and then I'm like, okay, bring up anything you have in front of you.
No.
I'll eat it. And
so
they started screaming. They had so much fun and I was just, whatever it is, they're pouring mustard on ice cream and everything.
Yeah.
It was not the best situation to put myself in, but the staff was coming out like, who's that guy? No one's ever done that well with the kids.
Yeah.
But then they had to clean up.
They weren't happy about the ketchup on the mic the first night around. That never, any kind of cleaning, mustard and ice cream ground into carpet.
Oh.
Somebody pays for that.
Yeah, ketchup and
ice cream. I did this ridiculous thing. Sorry, this ride is just like, let me tell you about sets from my past.
Please.
That's all I can think of right now.
I did a Halloween at the Punchline where, you know, comics who dressed up did sets, which is sort of the tradition. I suppose that's not unique. It's Halloween.
Yes.
But I dressed up as the birthday girl. It was my birthday. And I was just super pouty and complainy. And, you know, last year my birthday was on Easter, and that sucked because that's Jesus' birthday too, kind of. But so is Christmas. And when my birthday was on Christmas, it was terrible. I was just obnoxious and had all sorts of birthdays. And the finishing, the little cherry on top was that I only eat cake on my birthday, and I can only eat it while people are singing happy birthday. And I had this piece of red velvet cake that I brought. And so the crowd sang happy birthday while I attempted to eat a whole piece of cake, which I was very optimistic I could accomplish.
Sure.
But as it turns out, it was hard. I sort of just pushed the cake onto and around my face.
Sure, like
I'm
at a wedding.
I'm going to say generously a third of it got into my mouth, but the time was moving so quickly and I needed to get it out of my hand. I got cake all over that stage, all over
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
And comics just stepped on it all night. Oh, no. I did not hear the end of that for a short time. I deserved it. I deserved to hear about that again. My apologies publicly to the San Francisco Punchline for the time I ground cake into the carpet.
Oh, there. And are they closing or is that a rumor?
I don't know. Yeah. I hope not. Yeah. I was just up there in June.
That's your home club.
It's my home club. And just in case it closes, I went up there and for the headlining dates I had in June, I recorded a little album.
Oh.
And it comes out in August.
What is the name of it?
Major.
Oh, you were already saying it. Sorry.
I named it after my dog.
It's
my
called what?
Major.
Oh, Major.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
The timing just came up so fast. Usually my fam would be around, but it was just me and the dog up there for those shows. So Rhett Scott, who's a sweet San Francisco comic, just happened to be there with his camera, and he got this ridiculously great picture of me and my dog. So that's the cover, and that's the name.
I love that picture. It's a great picture.
Why,
it
thank
is
you.
Ridiculously good.
It's so good.
And it's then
cute.
We're going to go. You're doing like a tour, and I am going with you.
Thank you so much for coming. We're going to the Bay. That'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Santa Cruz and San Francisco and Petaluma.
Yes, we're going to the
Petaluma. The Grifo Distillery.
The
that's
gin
we'll
place?
Be on the 17th. Yep.
Yeah, I hear that's good.
I think it is good. I've had fun doing shows in Petaluma. The Petaluma Festival was pretty fun.
There is a llama festival? I just made reference to a llama festival.
It's a comedy festival called Petaluma.
Petaluma
Festival.
Oh. That's what people sometimes call Petaluma when they mispronounce it.
Oh,
you know what I couldn't
get
to catch on? Because I am from Napa, a neighboring city to Petaluma. I always wanted people from Napa to be called Napkins, and I can't get anyone to jump on board with me. I thought it's like right there. I thought it would it'd just be assumed, but
I always wanted to move.
It's too good of an idea.
Napkins? Come on, what is that even?
There's the capital of Montana. It's called Helena, and I always wanted to open a handbasket store to call it Helena Handbasket. We'd sell other things, and it's pun based.
I worry.
We just have Listen, let me hear the whole. The inventory is going to be all over the place. There'll just be
handbaskets
by the door.
But mainly baskets?
The TV show baskets?
Yes, DVDs of the TV show baskets.
Haberbaskedry?
What is that?
Haberdashery is what I was going for.
Oh.
But I don't even know if I'm saying that right. So I can't pun it or portmanteau it unless I actually know the pronunciation.
We are an anti-pun
podcast. Is this
podcast.
A pun-free car?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You should have told
me. How rude.
That's awful.
I don't have a lid on my coffee and I'm inclined to make puns. You got to tell me before I get in.
Puns.
I don't know why Bobcat Goldthwait is my friend or why he would ever give me his phone number, because all I did with it for about a solid year while I was traveling was just take pictures of business pun names and send them. And like, not even hi, hello, you know, looking forward to see you, buddy. Nope, just pictures of like fucking tie and like, you know, there was a Bundt cake store and I can't remember the name of it. Nothing Bundt cakes.
Oh,
that was a classic.
That's
that
pretty
was
good.
Hey, we actually like that one.
I respect
certainly
that.
Did better than my hell in a handbasket.
I don't know. I'm going to put hell in a handbasket up
it's
above.
Okay.
That's a five-star
pun. You guys don't have to say that.
I think the difference is one was real.
Yes, one actually came to life.
The other one was felt
just
indulgent.
Like
it felt fake.
You didn't like that I didn't commit to actually opening the store. That's the only problem with the joke.
I want to see paperwork. I want to see a rental agreement.
I want a deed. Right before you got in the car, Caitlin and I was talking about how much fun it was to watch you host Grant. Why am I calling it when you were in the Cranberries with Bob Kendall?
It was an honor to step in. Those were big shoes to fill, but for the last couple of years, I've been trying my best.
Oh, Dolores.
No, I know.
Rest in peace.
And you can tell by my speaking voice that wouldn't be an option. we hosted Crab Apples together, the silly show.
You would always
in the improv
kind of roast him, and it was really fun because
yes.
Like watching two funny siblings.
We have it's a sibling like relationship. It's very odd. I met him at Purple Onion was still the Purple Onion.
Oh yeah.
His daughter was there making fun of him, and we're on the same lineup. I just sat down and started making fun of him, and have not stopped making fun of him for years now. It's great.
He takes it well. He's a fun person to watch be made fun of because he just starts giggling.
Oh, he does start giggling, and I, you know, he's the best dude. I'd also, I, you know, have proven my loyalty. I did pick the man up from the hospital on at least one occasion. He had to have shoulder surgery. And he went out of the hospital the same day, super groggy. Like, he'd gone all the way under. He was on all sorts of pain meds or whatever. And he's a sober dude, so a pain med goes a long way.
Yeah.
I had to pick him up, and he was getting dressed to leave, and he was in a little gown, and he swung his legs over. And, like, I'm going to pull up his pants, and I ask him, like, do you have your underwear on yet? And he has this sly little smile, like, no. And then he whipped up his gown, and he absolutely had his underwear on. He still had the wherewithal to get me while in a hospital bed. I get as good as I give from old Bobcat.
Nice.
I did tour with him for a little while, and the number of bookers that presumed the reason I was touring with him was because we were boning was all of them. It was just a
weird. Sure. Wow. Yeah.
Why else would a lady be doing comedy?
I'd like to work there again, but one lady, it was a lady, that narrows it way down, but one lady got us one hotel room. That was the most blatant.
Wow.
And wouldn't shake it the whole weekend. Just like, well, are you sure? What are you doing with that second room? Is it just for your clothes?
Well, she probably doesn't know what she's doing because she has her job because she has sex with the club owner.
That, I mean.
See, I do, I became that person she is.
That's I'd blame her. I'd shame. Right, no, I won't.
Blame and shame.
Get it.
That's
get
what
it,
we're
girl.
All about on this show.
Get it.
That's what we like.
No puns and blaming and shame.
Welcome to
and
pointing
lids.
Fingers.
Oh, you just spoke that podcast into existence.
Yep.
That's going to be a
happen.
Problem.
We're also going to do one where we talk about Radiohead, even though we don't know much about the band.
We're just going to kind of chat ignorantly about Radiohead. We think the people that like Radiohead will be really mad. People that don't like it will also be mad. It's going to be
perfect. I can't imagine a fan base you would anger more easily.
Right? Yeah. And be like, I don't know, I think of all their songs, I'd say Coming to America is probably the best one.
Yeah,
we'll do stuff like that.
Is that the one that's like, meep, zorp, Radiohead? Is that the
yeah, one? But with trombone.
Everyone, there is that. I like that one with trombone, actually. Okay, now we are doing the podcast.
I bought Radiohead's Pablo Honey because I was in a Tower Records, and I feel like I was holding, this had to be like 94-ish, I was holding, like, maybe something dumber. I was a big Cake fan. I'm still a big Cake fan.
Sure, Cake's
I feel
great.
Like I hid a Cake album, but it's gentle. And then a cute man approached me, and I asked for recommendations, and he recommended Radiohead, and I learned so quickly the power of a cute smile. I bought a Radiohead CD and was determined to like it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to see that cute man again. I am a 13-year-old child in cargo shorts and Birkenstocks and a shirt with frogs and their anatomical names on them. I'm not going to win the prize of Tower Records guy.
Right.
You don't know.
I still did
don't
buy that
album. Don't give up already.
I still did learn all the words to Creep.
There's nothing, I have always found that a really good way to trick a guy into liking you is if you find out what band they're super into, and then you pretend you are already into them. That's worked like four different times.
And it's in a lot of movies.
I'm like, sorry, let me turn down the Sebado while I, what's that?
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
You like the album Bake Sale?
You're listening to this? Yes. Can you believe it?
Oh, anything Lou Barlow. I'm the guy. Yeah. I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
I love Sebado.
They were good, though. It wasn't all fake on my side.
You can listen to it now, and it's still good.
It's super depressing about someone's divorce.
Yeah.
I love an album that's like half while they were together and half while they broke up.
Yeah.
There's a few good ones. Rumors. I feel like OK Go's Color of the Blue Sky is underappreciated for being one of those albums.
It's like if you're listening to the audio of a divorce.
Look out. My ride's here.
And then we look back and your legs are broken. What did you do, Karen?
When did you do that?
I just was silent. It was somewhere during the Cake story.
I just saw the movie Crawl, and there is a gratuitously broken leg in it.
Don't tell me anything else. I'm going tonight.
Oh, it's just the preview. It's terrific. You're going to have so much fun.
Okay,
the whole movie is a preview. All I can say is it's excellent summer choice.
Yay. Summertime.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. Is it scary?
It's gators.
Yeah, the poster is my favorite, because my friend and I, Bridger Whittinger, we love to go see the worst movie we can find. And yeah. so we get really genuinely excited, and we're disappointed when it's bad, even though we know that's the reason we're there.
I love bad movie nights. I didn't know you did that too.
Yeah, we do it quite a bit. And The Nun was a big one when that came out. Jesus!
Fucking weird.
Stoners.
God, that was a bizarre choice.
He's driving straight into traffic.
And yeah. that guy's honking. I think that maybe...
Well, they're making a bold left.
They're just going for it.
Yeah, that was a very surprising. I was traumatized by that. It threw us off subject.
My heart is racing a little bit.
Yeah.
That was as close as
we've been to...
The poster for this movie is just an alligator, a yellow background, an alligator. It says, on the top, it says... what's the name of it? Crawl. And then on the bottom it says swim like hell.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that the best? What more do you need?
Have you heard? You guys heard about these meth gators?
Yes.
You have, right?
Yes.
Sure. We all have Yahoo News.
It was the other day on Yahoo News. But apparently it's been a problem. Meth really registers with reptiles in particular. I did some further reading. Other animals, fish, they don't care about meth.
But gators love it?
Yeah, they go crazy for the stuff.
Are you sure the fish don't care? I don't know.
The fish are more bath salt people.
Okay, all right, yeah.
They might care,
on what kind of night.
But they really keep their feelings hidden.
You know, when you're riding with a wild shoal, you can never tell what somebody's going to find out.
You've got to kind of keep the emotions in check.
Yeah, can you imagine trying to do powder drugs under the sea? So frustrating. What do you even do?
You've got
to
focus.
It's the same thing that you're about to deal with this show you're going to do. They're in a school, so they don't know how to act on their own. They're all acting the way they feel the other fish wanted them to.
It's a pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to lean into the pack dynamic. It's not one you can fight.
Left.
You're good at navigating, so I'm like, where you have a plan and you're talking at the same time.
I do, because I realize once we came up on Melrose pretty quickly.
Yes.
And then I was like, it's too soon.
Yeah, I do live very close to the Hollywood Improv, so we are forced to circle the Beverly Grove region.
We're doing some circles, but also that's when the most interesting things happen.
Yeah.
Like those guys in the money almost killing us.
Like car wrecks.
Car wrecks and stuff.
What a terrible way to go. Crushed by a mini? That's just rude.
Yeah.
Killed by a mini on Beverly.
I guess it's got that inch of dignity above smart car.
You know what it was? It was that there's a Jason Bourne element to his driving.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of it being an emergency, he was laughing. So you're just kind of like, you're a menace.
And he's in his early 20s. Like, it's not, I don't buy it.
That's why I said stoner.
In this neighborhood, that's exactly who's driving nice cars.
Pop.
This is a rich child's haven.
Play,
I deliver
play
to
place.
Food in Los Angeles. I am rich in every way but money. I also say that from the stage, so I'll save the material from out of the car.
She's calling herself on it.
Yes, I will self-police. I couldn't stop it from happening, but I will address that it happened.
But retroactively, you can say.
I can just sort of address that, yes, I put that foul air into the car, and I'll pull it back in.
And even though I dropped a big stinker with it, I have said hell in a handbasket on stage today. It wasn't just a tweet.
I was bracing my guilt and shame about delivering food in Los Angeles, which I still frequently do for money.
Got to.
Because it's just a soul-scarring experience.
Because you have to go up and actually interact with the people that ordered?
Yes, I do have to give the food to the humans.
Yeah.
In this gig economy, you learn your ins and outs, and there's a couple of these services wherein you do not see the tip first, and I can't do that anymore.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't take $180 of sushi into the Hollywood Hills for a thank you.
Fuck that person.
Oh, man, I know your address.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you do this.
Well,
I don't grasp the rationale.
I would like to ask a question, and maybe it's your own question, and I shouldn't be asking it, but I got some fucking Zanku chicken the other day, which, when you live in Los Angeles, you know that when you're ordering that stuff...
You need it.
You need it and want it. It goes from like, oh, this is what I'm going to have for dinner, to, oh my God, this is going to be the best.
I'm going to die unless I eat this immediately.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I order it, and the guy comes. First of all, it put it not to the Zanku closest to my house, but to the Zanku in Hollywood, which is very far away.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
Yes.
And then the guy shows up. It says, he's at your house. I look outside. There's no one there. No one knocks on my door.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
I've had this happen.
I finally look out, the guy's parked up in front of the next house, but he hasn't gotten out of the car.
Uh-huh.
And then I look at my app and it says, food's been delivered. Thank you. How much of a tip do you want to give?
Ooh,
and I keep trying to get out of that.
Yeah.
So he basically said he delivered it. Or that I didn't answer in 5 minutes, but
right.
he never got out of the car.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
He didn't bring it to the door. I was supposed to walk out to his motherfucking car, and he wasn't even parked in front of my house.
Can I ask, was this...
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the worst and the hardest. I can tell you a few things that would have happened there. First of all, he had like 3 other orders in the car.
Okay.
That's why it went to Zanku far away from you.
Right.
He was far away from you, and that Zanku was either had a bunch of orders or was in a cluster of restaurants.
Okay.
So that dude bounced from like sushi to chicken to sandwiches, and you were in the middle of that delivery.
Okay.
And either he was hungry and ate your chicken.
Yeah.
I'm not going to rule out that possibility. Or the map pin, unbeknownst to you or at no fault of yours, really did send him to that place. Maybe he got out of the car, maybe he didn't, maybe he tried to text you and it didn't go through because it goes through like hide your number system.
Oh, right.
My bet, he can't leave without waiting that 15 minutes. He can't get to the next stop he's supposed to go to.
Huh.
So there isn't a lot of benefit in stealing the food. The most likely circumstance is that you got boned by the technology and that guy was unwilling to try hard to deliver the food.
Right.
I'm scrupulous. I like get out and I'll hunt it down and I'll actually call you. I have like enough complexes about service work that like I do it well.
I do not
blame anyone who just sits and eats the chicken. I got lost in Marina Del Rey in this giant apartment complex. I tried to call a guy for 5 minutes and I just started fucking eating his California chicken cafe and I did not care. You ordered all white meat with no sauces, sucker. You don't even get your food. You're not even low carb. You got bread.
Well, but my thing, it wasn't 15 minutes. It was 5.
Yeah.
And I tried to text him saying, I can see your car. You're not in front of the right house.
Right.
And then I watched him race away.
Oh, wow.
So there was other... whatever it was, I just kind of went, what a bummer that you had to drive all the way over here and you didn't even, like, because you won't get out of the car.
Right.
Right.
It didn't, because then it wouldn't let me off the tip page.
Right.
So I entered $0 and 0 cents for the tip.
It was
like, fuck you, dude.
All you
had to do was walk to my door, which is like 10 feet.
Yes.
It wasn't like you had to go through an apartment complex or like any kind of a bummer situation. It was very odd.
I feel like I don't use it enough as a customer to know, but people sometimes do just meet me outside like they were prompted to do so by the app. And that usually happens if you have a bunch of food in the car. It's just insidious. Like, that guy had cold Taco Bell and someone else calling. That's another possibility.
Oh, he's being harassed by someone else?
Yeah, it happens all the fuck.
I haven't eaten at Taco Bell for a while, but I ordered some from... And the last address I was at, it defaulted to that.
Oh, man.
And I'm in Marina Del Rey, so he went all the way to Los Feliz. And
God,
I realized that's
my
where...
stomach
and
just
I called
fell
him.
Out
I'm like,
body.
I'm so sorry. You're going to the wrong place. You don't... I'll pay you. You don't have to come. He's like, oh, I'm coming. He was like angry about it. And it took him like an hour. And then he was just on my porch with a fistful of cold Taco Bell. And he just shoved it in my face. And he was sweaty and angry and wearing a Freddy Krueger sweater.
I can tell you.
Perfect.
And I felt. You have to complete your deliveries to get bonuses. And bonuses are the only thing that work.
But he was so angry that it was traumatic. And I didn't want to eat the food. He was so angry that I'm like, well, this isn't even safe to eat.
Yeah.
He spit
in
it.
The vibes in this are just
so
not
I went outside to say, hey man, that was inappropriate anger. Also, here's a handful of cash, like $7 to... And he was peeing on the side of my house.
Oh, no.
Like I understand the ride was a long ride and he had to go to the bathroom. I pulled over to pee.
Yes.
But I still gave him that money while he peed on my geraniums.
Well done. Both of you were right. It's a horrible existence.
Yeah.
And people do wait too long. And they do get their food just disappeared.
Are we sponsored by...
We can bleep the name.
Yeah.
I think everyone knows, though. But I've used all, and the thing I think is funny and that runs throughout and it's always dudes. Dudes won't come to your door.
Yes.
And it's literally, it's honestly like that you pull... There was one guy that pulled up, and I stood on my porch and with my arms crossed was just like, what are you doing? Like, the idea that you think you're going to work for a delivery app and not get out of your car... Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
That's crazy.
I think it'd be fun to do it and put on roller skates and skate up to the door like it's the old time.
Getting up is the best part. Like, I've done rideshare and I won't because you can't ever get out of your car. You're trapped for question mark. You don't know how long.
Yeah.
But, man,
getting up's the best part. Breathe the fresh air.
Yeah, walk around a little bit.
Move your knees, I guess.
I did feel bad. There was a lot of problems. I'm responsible for what comes to my door. I'm responsible for what happens in my life.
No, right. You're not. That the pomet is responsible.
Fucking pomates.
It's the worst. You know, unless they are a sponsor, in which case, congratulations, and everybody, please use it eagerly with the proper code.
But the best. So funny.
Henry Invite Phillips, he had a song about waffle houses where it's just a list of how gross they are. And he got a cease and desist letter that was like handwritten and so kind that he felt really bad and changed.
Yeah.
He just changed it to an unnamed place, but then at the end he accidentally blurts Waffle House. So
that is so funny.
But yeah, I remember that. It'd be fun to get a letter from a business. Please stop doing this.
Handwritten?
It's like, God, I'm famous. It's like that time Walter Mondale sent my mom a Christmas card. I had to see if it was real ink and, of course, smudged it. Never heard the end of that.
It was real?
You can't sell it on eBay now.
Yeah.
That was a genuine Mondale.
It was a real Mondale.
Wow.
Your mom send a Christmas card first? Did she initiate the correspondence?
I think he just liked some of the work she was doing to support him being elected.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I thought you meant... When working at the PG&E or whatever place.
Oh, no.
The gas company.
No. Oh, yeah. No, it was just, I'm not sure why. I think it was like, thank you for ordering the poster. We ordered this, or I didn't order it. I was a child. But a poster arrived, and it was Mondale, and who was this running mate? Ferrara? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Geraldine
Ferrara, or Ferraro. Not Ferrari, but it was her as the Scales of Justice Liberty lady with a breast out. So it was just like his running mate with an exposed titty on the poster.
Who made that poster?
And it was the
Janet
first
Jackson.
Naked boob I ever saw.
Did your mom draw that poster? That's the work he loved?
Maybe that was it.
Oh, man.
That was it. It was her early poster work.
I can't.
I hope that guy trips. I hope he trips.
Look how cute that dog is.
Oh, I hope he trips over his cute dog. That dog has one missing eye.
He does?
Yeah.
Good job, Buster. You're still doing it.
I'm going to go.
Oh, his little
My
legs.
Dog was so mad when I left. She was not interested in she wanted to come so badly.
Oh.
I took her out for a little break, you know, just to see if she had to pee before you arrived. And she just went to the car and stood by it.
Oh.
She knew I was leaving. Yeah. He's like, you're taking me.
We're going to the mall, right?
I'm going to teen tours. I can't.
You can't handle the comedy that's going to happen tonight.
I'm already taking props. Although the dog is a good ace. All right. Jokes aren't working. She does tricks. Come here, Major.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that pack mentality, though, of those teens, they would just tear that dog apart.
She's an alpha. She'd lead them. 12 pounds a dog at the front of a pack of teenagers just running down Melrose.
Which is right here. Closing thoughts, closing statements. When is our tour? Where?
Right.
I know.
Yeah,
I just
tell the people.
I want to make sure you know that you know. I know that we know.
August 15th, we are at DNA's Comedy Lab in Santa Cruz.
Yep.
Cool.
These are all album release parties, all hosts for friends Chris Fairbanks and Jackie Cation.
And it'll be fun.
Yeah. What a tour!
Yeah.
It's oh my God, that's going to be
solid. We're
going
to do it in a real car, too.
In a real car. We're driving up, and then we got a little Airbnb in the North Bay to stay in the whole darn time.
Sweet.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yep. and then we go to San Francisco at the Verdi Club on the 16th.
That's Spanish for green.
Yes, it is. I think Italian for green in this instance.
Oh, a lot of Germanic...
Romantic
languages.
And on the 17th, we're at the Griffo in Petaluma. You can get tickets at all those places or at CaitlinGillComedy.com because I lost the rights to CaitlinGill.com.
But
add that comedy.
Bobcat stole it?
Oh, no, just when many
prank.
Of my lapsed payments became a... a website, and I keep getting these emails from the sharks that snapped it up that are like, if you want your web domain back, it's just $5,000. And they're like, I want you to die in a fire.
Insane.
Oh, that's like a scam.
It is a scam. It is exactly a scam. But Kate McGill Comedy was there for me.
It's a dumb scam. It's like, it's not like they're finding like recent lottery winners. You know what I mean? It's
no,
like,
definitely.
They're doing it to comics.
Yeah, start with my taxes first. Yeah, work backwards, because you're not, you got to pick a more appropriate number. I appreciate the belief that scam artist has in my potential.
Look at that.
I mean, I share that belief, or I wouldn't still be delusionally living in Los Angeles, but someday.
You got to believe.
Man, if I had $5,000 to sneeze.
Now you have to do CaitlinGill.edu.
Yeah, CaitlinGill.comedy. I guess it'll still take you there. No, it's CaitlinGillComedy.com. All the tickets are there. And then I keep going up to Eureka and Salem and Portland and Seattle and a whole bunch of other places. I'm road tripping with my dad, which is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
That's
so
amazing.
Dad will be at the merch table, and he won't let you walk by. Without buying a record, so look out.
Yeah, and when I come back, I'm road tripping with my sister.
That's awesome.
Back up there.
That's super fun.
Yeah.
Guys.
We're going to have fun.
It's guys, you're doing it.
Family, comedy, fun, drive time.
My dad's such a goofy fan, and we took this trip. I had shows in Portland, and they came up. My dad and my stepmom, and Kathy left a little early. Dad and I drove back together. We stayed at a casino, Seven Feathers, on the way down, and my dad's just so hooked. He's, like, planning routes. Like, well, there's this casino, and I've looked at pictures, and
casino.
If we stop there, yeah, it's like weird Airbnbs and casinos. He's totally hooked. So, yes, we are taking this crazy West Coast trip together.
Has anyone in this car ever taken a... I know the answer. Taken a photo in front of that pink wall. There's just a pink wall at the store, at the Paul Smith store, and everyone... There's a group of people waiting to take a photo in front of a wall that's simply painted pink. And it's like a...
Because it's Instagram famous.
Oh, my God.
It's like on the... Probably they mentioned it on one of those double-decker Star Tour buses.
Are you Killing Eve fans?
Yes.
I'm not murdering... Oh, it's a show.
Yes. Yeah. It's great.
Someone asks Eve for a picture to put on their Instagram because she's dressed fabulously, and her response is just picture perfect. I'm like, no, get a life. It's the best. It's impressive how Instagrammable this particular strip is.
Look at these teens.
I know. They're all coming.
Oh, the audience is coming.
They seem like nice
teen
kids
time.
In class, though.
Teen time.
All right, my final plea, if August 2nd, grab up a copy of Major. It's available everywhere.
Major!
But for now, I must step into the purgatory that is entertaining kids 14 to 17.
It's going to be great, and they're going to love you.
Oh, man.
Caitlin, it sucks so bad, but thank you so much for being on this. That felt like the shortest ride of all time.
I had a delightful time.
I think it was good.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
it felt fast.
Our mental clocks are perfect.
I should say, as a fan of the pod, you should know that inevitably your theme song makes me tear up.
Oh, wow.
Does it really?
Every time. I'm a soft touch. I have to wear sunglasses to concerts because it's like humans collaborating to make music makes me cry.
Yeah.
But it's rare that a recorded song I've heard many times, and there's a short list, really get me. But I have to listen beginning and end because it's always the end one. But so
that's
whoever else is
so
out there
funny.
Listening that gets a little misty-eyed when they hear this theme song, you are not alone.
It
is one of my favorites.
That's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, it's great. The mouth horn, the sweet boy, it's just the best.
We really did come together. Caitlin. We came together on that one. Yeah,
genuinely
that was
honored.
One of our first come-togethers.
That's the best.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Have a great...
It'll be
strong
fun.
Set. You're in charge.
That's right.
You're safe.
No teens can tell
universe.
Me what to do.
No.
I'm a 38-year-old woman. I'm strong.
You're a confident adult.
Yes.
I can wear a tucked-in shirt. It's totally fine.
You're totally fine.
I don't know. I would untuck that shirt. What if I get in your head? What if I'm a school bully?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Caitlin.
Have a good night.
You too.
I think now is a good time to remind people to go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a good
review, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah, and tell your friends, even if it's on the street. Do a grassroots. go somewhere. Write it down on a piece of paper. Slide it over to a stranger.
Please, we beg you.
Or tell your friends if that's more comfortable.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
And, oh, and our merch, yeah, a lot of people are like, where do you get the merch? You get it at exactlyright.com.
That's right. On the Exactly Right website, there's a merch page, and I think it has merch from all the podcasts that are on Exactly yeah. Right, but most especially the Chris Fairbanks designed Do You Need a Ride shirt, which I love and would wear.
Yeah, I'd wear it too, but right? then every time you wear one of your own shirts, you get razzed by your friends.
Yeah.
They give you raspberries.
You deserve it, because that means you're a dumb dick.
Sometimes that's just the first shirt in my drawer. I do keep it in a drawer. Well, this dumb dick, you've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? D-Y-N-A-R!
Honk, honk!
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.